101.9, the Aces and Stuck. What do you think? Are they coming back home for Thanksgiving? Probably be doing Thanksgiving in Provo?
Maybe so. I heard that they're going on tour with Joywave.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So hopefully they're coming back here at some point.
Interesting, Bill. I want to get to Thanksgiving weather in just a second. Today, I would call it, it's not uncomfortably warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's unexpectedly warm.
It is. I walked out with my puffy coat and thought, what? I feel a bead of sweat.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I knew that my puffy vest was wrong. Uh-huh. Wrong. But I had already locked the door and I was like, well, that's it. You're just going to feel weird
back
in your drive to work.
That's right.
We're getting to a high of 61 today. It's already 59. Probably a shower or two in the afternoon. Maybe some snow tomorrow, like tomorrow night. For mm-hmm. Friday, and then I'm just looking all the way to Thanksgiving, and if it holds up the way this website says, we're going to have a yellow ball with a few clouds around it,
and
it's going to be 60, mm-hmm. which is awesome.
That's so sweet.
Yes, I like the good weather on Thanksgiving, not that you're digging your car out
on
Thanksgiving.
I agree with you.
Should we do dumb things, Lindsay Armstrong?
Yes, of course we should.
It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Blake Shelton has just been voted People Magazine's sexiest man alive, and people are pissed off about it because, well, they're saying that he's just not sexy enough, saying things like Idris Elba. I always mispronounce his name.
Idris Elba. Right.
Chris Evans, Jason Momoa, that those people are on the planet, and I don't know, maybe they're a little bit sexier than Blake Shelton. Some people are pissed off about his Twitter history, too, because years ago, he tried to make some jokes on Twitter that were not exactly funny. One of them, question for my gay followers, are Skittles y'all's favorite candy? There was another one where he said, so I just figured out a great excuse for my sick fantasy about Dakota Fanning, who was 16 at the time. I thought she was Amanda Seyfried, is what he said. That seemed to have come across as a little misogynistic. People don't like that one. And there's another tweet. Wish the D-head in the room next door would either shut up or learn some English so I would at least know what he's planning to bomb.
It's not like he doesn't come from the world of country music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, understand that. Does he feel like Popular Mechanics, Sexiest Man Alive, as opposed to People Magazine, Sexiest Man Alive? Yeah, I mean, yes, but I mean, you can't forget where he's come from. He's got to super serve his audience. I mean, dude is bro country, right?
Yeah, totally bro country.
So that's what you get. You get the candy gay joke. Look, and I can't say that, you know, 7 years ago, that line didn't run around my head.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
Skittles taste
of
rainbow.
Not PC anymore?
No, you can't say it anymore, and you never would. And, you know, the whole terrorism thing,
mm-hmm.
again, he's reading his room.
Right.
He's not reading your room, he's reading his room.
His Twitter room, that's exactly right.
I can't comment on the Dakota Fanning, Amanda Seyfried thing. I'm not sure if I understand that, but it just seems icky.
Yeah.
So whatever. Do you really care who the sexiest man alive is? Like, is your world that turned upside down?
No.
Like, hold on for a second. That guy holds the crown and not this dude? He's like totally in my pour myself a bubble bath, light the candles, and get that attachment for the... Like, he's way... That's who should be... Not him!
Yeah.
Get over it.
I know. People should get over it.
Just be lucky it's not this dude.
You can buy me a truck to pull it. You can buy me a
hitter. Could be another bro country artist.
Because what did I say? This guy looks like a shoe to me.
Yes.
I don't even know what that comparison was. But.
All right. Let's get to something musically that I think people really do care about.
Yeah. Stone Temple Pilots have a new singer and they announced it. It's a guy named Jeff Gutt. He's from X Factor.
That's an unfortunate name.
It really is. They've already recorded an album together. It's coming out early next year, but they did release a single yesterday. It's called Meadow, and we've got it for you somewhere here.
Sounds Scott Weiland-y to me.
He does.
Yeah. I mean, so they went with their gut.
Yeah.
And they got this guy.
They went with their gut.
Who sounds like Scott Weiland.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they were just saying, you know, we're not going to be around forever. We just want to be making music. So that's why they want to keep going. Because some people are like, dude, both of your singers have died. Like, why even keep doing this?
Oh, that's not fair.
No, it's not. So,
well, what's weird is that I want to hear Jeff Gutt sing a song that I know from Weiland. I want to compare the two. And what I'm already feeling bad about is if he doesn't sound exactly like him, then I won't like him. Don't you want your new lead singer for the band to sound exactly like old lead singer for the band?
Yeah, but Chester didn't sound just like Scott Weiland either.
I didn't like Chester as the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
I like Chester, but I didn't think he should have been the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, he should have been the lead singer of Linkin Park.
I want the guy from the tribute band that gets the plastic surgery to look like the guy.
And
eventually just morphs into who the old band member was.
Exactly.
I don't want change.
Like nothing happened.
I'm grumpy. And we should take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be back. We'll kick off an hour commercial free and check your traffic next.
Hey, want to party